Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I'm with my co-host, Jason.
What's going on?
You gotta insult him now.
Who are you?
You gotta say something mean about him.
You're a poopy head.
There we go.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast we have been neglecting. might as well change the name to Charlie and Wyatt instead of Views. No, I'm kidding. Those are Jason's kids.
I've actually spent a lot of time with my kids.
No, he has
been doing the podcast.
Yeah. We haven't been doing the podcast. Jason has been refusing to.
Why don't you be honest with everybody and say you shit the bed, bro?
Okay, maybe I have been shitting the bed, as Jason would say.
That's like a Boston term. That's something my dad would say. Like a Celtic if he wasn't playing well that year. You shit the bed.
Well, I'm not shitting anything, and we're here to stay.
I shit the bed this morning.
Remember when what?
Literally. Never mind.
This morning, Natalie texted me asking me to get her.
Oh, God, come on.
It sucks. The second you texted me, I felt really bad.
Because you have to talk about it?
Yeah. She texted me a picture of Bonic Life.
No, boric acid.
Oh, it's called Boric Life. And it's like
a read.
It's in cursive. And it's to promote vaginal balance and supports odor control. And she texts me and she goes, "Can you find this for me today?"
I thought I was texting Reggie.
She thought she was texting her assistant.
No way.
And I respond,
"No fucking way."
Yeah, and I respond in all caps, "Ha ha 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 ha." And she goes, "And a face cleanser mini." And then I don't respond for a minute and she goes, "Ha, fuck me, how, god damn it." And she goes,
I had no idea.
She goes, "I just watched a TikTok and it said it's safe and makes your vagina smell like roses." And then I said, "No need to explain yourself, Natalie. We all know it's stinky down there." So bro, you were getting a vagina cleanser to make it smell better?
I saw a TikTok literally 2 seconds before I texted that screenshot to David.
That's the most embarrassing thing to send.
It's embarrassing.
Like my anything more embarrassing to send to David than that. Like, Todd, your dildo is still in my ass. I mean, even that.
Nothing. That text coming to me wouldn't be as embarrassing as my vagina stinks.
Yep.
And I need some odor control.
That wasn't why.
What does it smell like?
It just smells like a vagina.
Yeah, but obviously you need to do something.
No, because I saw a TikTok and this girl was raving about it. She was like, "Do this for one day."
You sure? This looks like a 10-year supply.
No.
Is it a spray or do you eat it?
No, it's a suppository. Like, just stick it up there.
Yeah.
Have you ever stuck a suppository in your butt?
No, what does it do?
It makes you, if you're like backed up, you stick a little suppository. It's like this little thing. You stick it up there for like 5 minutes.
You're revealing a lot about yourself right now.
No. I've actually never done it. Uh-huh. No, I swear, dead ass, I've never
stuck
a suppository.
We have so much clickbait so far.
She's like, "What up her ass?" Natalie reveals what's in her ass.
We should get Jason Botox.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Like, I got it already.
Not enough.
What worries me about this podcast? What worries me about this podcast is the gag is that Jason's the old guy,
yeah,
and I'm the young guy. But like, I'm starting to get old. I'm 25, and soon it's not going to be a gag.
No, you're young till like you're 30.
Also, Jason is also aging. So as you get old, he also
gets
old.
Yeah, but once you get past a certain age, you're just old.
And just put me out back and shoot me in the head.
Oh my God, I don't think that's what he was trying to say.
Like a horse. Oh man, he's too old now. Bring in the next one.
Spider-Man trailer coming out.
It already came out. Okay. Once this podcast gets uploaded in 3 months. The movie probably already came out.
I was like, wait, how have we not seen it? I feel like you would have shown everybody.
Yeah, big Spider-Man hype coming. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I'm super excited.
I'm so happy that somebody out there likes something and is happy about something.
What do you mean everybody loves Spider-Man? No, you guys are fucking assholes about like how much I love
Marvel. I said I'm happy for you. I wasn't making fun of you. I think it's nice.
No, it's nice, but I'm just saying, like, I really wish you guys got into the movies
when you see like somebody that likes sports and they're like having the best time.
But sports are different. This is like life. There's so much wrapped up into this movie that's coming out. What?
Marvel is made up.
Nat, don't make me sock you in the face. I punched Natalie in the face the other day on accident, and people were like, "What the fuck did he just do?" And we were just going through the comments, and we were just like, "What the fuck. People were like,
yeah. We're like, what did we do?
Yeah.
We just posted it. And we're like,
we posted it. And then like, we got like, it's weird. It's weird when you post something that's between two people and then people get mad at you. Like, right. People start feeling the way that the other person should be feeling.
Right.
Does that
right.
make sense?
Right.
Like, Natalie should be the one that's pissed, if anything. Uh-huh. But then, like, other people get mad on her behalf, and then yeah. she's confused, and then she's like, should I be mad?
Yeah, right.
Actually,
right.
I hate you.
Yeah, it's a parasocial relationship.
Right. When we posted that TikTok, Jason walked in here, and he was like, I left you alone in here for 6 hours, and this is what you guys came up with? This was your TikTok?
You guys canceled your fucking self.
You guys canceled yourselves. It's just you two. So, yeah, I'm sorry for... hitting you in the face, Nat.
Listen, I have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
Starting a podcast with Josh Peck?
No, I'm going to become an F1 driver.
You know, when we were in Dubai and we were racing the F1 stuff, Ilya looked the best in his like whole racer outfit. And I was like, honestly, because a lot of F1 drivers are like a little bit shorter.
Yeah. And then should we tell what happened when we actually did race?
Well, then we found out that he's actually not good at driving.
Whoa. Back up. Okay.
My favorite part is coincidentally, somehow he had the slowest car.
It's not coincidental.
And we got back and the guy that works with all the cars his entire life goes, this is not possible. These are all the same car. They're
no.
so fast.
All no, of them. No. They were all the same car, but my car was slower. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Bro, you would pass me up on the straightaway. How's that possible if we have the same speed car?
You don't know how to drive.
Yes, bro. I know how to drive better than you. You don't know how to drive manual.
Yeah, I learned pretty quickly, and I still beat you.
Oh, my God.
That was my first time learning manual, and I beat him. That's pretty crazy.
Everything crazy. With you guys on that Europe trip is an ego thing. Everything.
It's not ego.
My dick's bigger. I can do it better.
Well, oh, actually, his dick is bigger.
And it goes on and on.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the Dubai trip.
Okay.
We just went to Dubai. Every time we go on a trip, we're filming a show for Discovery Plus. It's called Discovering David Dobrik. The first episode is actually out now. We go to Slovakia and Croatia, so go watch it. But we went to Dubai, and we were terrified because there was like crazy rules. We have to have these meetings before we go to a country. It's called cultural sensitivity training. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a person comes that's like a representative of the country or like just knows a lot about different cultures. And they tell us all the do's and don'ts of every country. So we're on Zoom sitting with this person and it's like no swearing, no drinking in public, really no drinking. There's no like don't show your shoulders, no signs of affection, like you cannot kiss. Mm. Like someone got 15 years in prison in Dubai for kissing on the beach. And then another person got 25 years in Dubai for smoking a CBD pen. Not smoking, just
having it in the car.
Someone found it in their car and they were sentenced to 25 years in prison. Mm-hmm. Like they take everything there really strict. And one of the rules, I Googled it, and you're not allowed to watch porn.
Terrifying.
Which was horrifying for me and Natalie. People that really awful. Take it in. No, that was scary for me and Ilya.
But you brought your own porn, right?
Yeah, so what he did is he screen recorded porn. When he was in America, he knows my type. Yeah. So he recorded videos for everybody in the friend group. Yeah.
What'd even for Todd.
Yeah, well, Todd and I have the same type. So, pretty easy.
So he just sent him his. But
what?
Like,
you and Todd have the same type?
Yeah, big boobs, big butts. Sorry, Nat.
I don't have big boobs.
I know.
Ilya goes, yeah, we have the same type. Stupid fucking girls. Natalie goes, what? It's a screen recording. So I see him scrub. Like I see the screen recording where he's scrubbing through the video and he skips all the foreplay parts. So like everything where they're like taking each other's clothes off, like the best moments of it, he scrubs through and goes straight to like the blowjob. Like the real intense stuff, like right away. And I'm so pissed because those are my favorite parts. Every time I wanted
to David showed all of us on the bus. It was really funny to watch the recording. It's like you see her like coming. It's like, and all of a sudden it's like. Ah.
Yeah. You see her like walk through the door. Like I think it's like a scene where she's like a real estate agent or whatever. And she's walking in and it's like she's showing the guy the house. And the second she opens the door, it scrubs to where they're on like on the bed. And I like the storyline. Like I like the plot. I like to learn about the characters. Like,
listen, bro, I didn't have all night.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just had to fucking make with what I had.
But I still appreciated the fact that like.
It was nice of you to think
I was looking out for you guys.
We were in Europe. Yeah, did you guys douche?
No.
Did you use the bidet ever when you were in Europe?
I used the bidet. I fucking love bidets. Yeah. I love cleaning my asshole with my fingers.
You don't bidet?
No.
What'd you say?
I said I love.
You love cleaning your asshole?
I love cleaning my asshole with my fingers. Like, I really like to deep, like, dig deep.
Use the bidet and then use your fingers?
It's the reason I'm sighing like that is because I don't know if I've already admitted, but, like, I mean, I wish we could get my mom in here right now.
Oh, you like to do it too?
Well, Well, I think I told the story on the podcast. This is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Why?
Because it's like it's just gross.
What's gross?
But when I was younger, after I would number two,
mm-hmm. Oh my God. You would stick a finger in your butt?
Worse. This is so much worse.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
No, it's not that bad.
In your vagina?
Now I'm hopping out. I don't have a vagina. I would sit on the sink and I'd wash my butt.
I wash my butt too on the sink.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Really?
You were doing kid? It. Yeah.
No, I was like freshman in high school. No, I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I was pretty old.
Wait, when you wash your butt.
Because right it now, was just natural to me. Like, that's what I learned. My parents were always like, wash your butt.
And then it was at the pep rally.
There was one time I was washing it, and I would never actually go number two in public because I knew I couldn't sit on the public sinks.
That's why?
Because I know that would create problems.
I knew that you didn't want to go number two in public ever, but I thought it was just because, like, you were embarrassed of the smell or something.
No. It's just because I know I needed to do the sink process after. But there was one time I was sitting on the sink, and I was, like, splashing water into my ass, and my mom opened the door. And I remember it was embarrassing, but I know she understood because she's the one that taught me it, but it was still like, she taught me like 6 years prior. Oh, you know what? Actually, not too far after that happened, my mom bought flushable wipes. So I think that was like the turning point.
No, she probably went down to your dad. She's like, Paulo, he's still doing it.
Jay, Nat's been on my case about not talking to my parents enough.
Oh yeah. You're really bad at that. Yeah. Bro, you're fucking lucky because they have three other kids to worry about.
You're saying I'm lucky because it's divided more?
Yes.
It's just like, Ilya, I knew it.
Give Dave kiss a good night.
My God.
right during a good conversation, right when Natalie said. We started this podcast 45 minutes ago, and I go, Ilya, turn all your fucking alarms off. And one of his alarms is to kiss me goodnight every night at 8:45. And Natalie's like, knowing us, that alarm's going to go off right during an important conversation. And here we are unraveling my life and why I am the way I am. And Ilya's dumbass alarm goes off.
I thought you were going to put the alarm off really for like an hour, not 15 minutes. It just went off 15 minutes later.
Why are you screaming?
Il, just turn the fucking thing off.
I want to punch both of them really fucking hard.
It's so hard when they get on you. My car was dirty the other
he's
day.
He's going we went to interrupt. To the wedding. We've been trying to get this podcast done because you're sad and need money, and he's going to fuck it up for us.
This is the realest podcast ever.
I need money. Starting in OnlyFans.
I don't know if that's the real. Ilya, turn your alarms off so it doesn't happen again.
No, like why?
It's not gonna happen again.
But it's not a joke. Like it's like it's actually disruptive.
Okay.
You just set one for 9 and 15 minutes.
No, it was not 15 minutes. It was 9:45.
It was in 25 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
All right, Natalie, back off. He's gonna make your forehead bleed again. Don't hit Natalie. I did it yesterday. People don't like it. If you're gonna hit her, make sure no one sees. don't do it on the podcast.
Definitely don't put it on TikTok.
Bro, I filled up gas today. Okay. My fucking.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
Yeah,
your
please.
Car.
Yeah, my car.
140.
No. 121.
Great. Now you overhyped it by guessing.
But 121 is.
I thought it was right there. I was pretty close.
Every time someone is about to give you a fun fact that has to do with it, you have to guess low.
I was trying to fucking nail it.
Yeah, but now you made a story like less interesting.
120 is still a lot.
Yeah, Jay, you fucked it up.
Yeah, but not as cool as 140.
Fuck that. I didn't fuck it up.
This
bullshit.
Is why I didn't podcast with you for the last 6 months.
Oh, this is why? Because I blow stories?
Bro, if you guessed 80.
My fault.
He shouldn't have said 120. Then we all could have guessed.
You shouldn't have chimed
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but you overhyped it.
Bullshit.
You literally, Jason, you chimed in. You were like, shut up, Billy. I will guess. Yeah. And then you went 140. You fucking made his story sound like a fucking, like a child story.
Bro, 121 is still crazy.
If you guessed 80. And then he said 120, I would have been all ears.
If I guessed 80, then I'd be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but that's the bullet you have to take for his story to be good.
His story's still good, 121.
It's not as good because now the number's lower than what you guessed.
Oh, bullshit. That's crazy. You shouldn't have said 121. You should have let Natalie guess and David guess.
You see
and
how
then
hard
we could have been like, who was closest?
You see how hard it is to
what
podcast
what were you
going to
say?
Him?
What were you going to say?
Dirty.
Bullshit.
just to make the story really good. You got it for free?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do you guys have any embarrassing stories that you've never shared with me? Because I have one, and I will hold it till the day I die. And it has something to do with you guys.
What?
Yeah, and I will never, ever share it.
Wait, why aren't you going
to
share
it? It's like the most fucked up thing to do to somebody, what you're doing right now.
It's crazy.
Like taunting us.
Because it's so embarrassing for me.
Specifically like all three of us? Or
no, specifically one of you. And who? I can't tell.
No, you have to say at least two. No. That's fucked up.
Okay.
No,
don't say who. Don't say who. Don't say who.
Don't say who.
No, I mean, Nat. What the
not,
fuck?
If it's not me, then say the person.
If it's not you, then say that. It's you.
No.
Yeah.
No. Is it really?
Yeah. It's so embarrassing. I can't ever share it.
Oh, did you jerk off to Natalie?
No, it's not like that.
No, it's something. I definitely fucking did something weird or disgusting or gross.
Oh, then it's like, why are you holding it? Then
why would it be embarrassing
because he's
for
gonna
him?
Probably no, because it's not embarrassing. It's probably embarrassing for me or something.
No, it's embarrassing for me, and I won't ever share it. What I will do maybe is whisper it in your ear.
What?
And then you can just.
Yeah!
You can just,
that's so fucked up.
And you can just say how embarrassing it is.
Okay.
Deadass, you can't ever hint at it.
Deadass, never, bro.
You guys, okay, guys, come on, I'm. That's so rude.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with you. Like, it's not embarrassing on your part. I'm not releasing any information about you at all. Like, it's nothing. You should not be worried.
I can't believe you're even upset about this. Who gives a fuck what these two do? I mean, honestly, we're literally sharing brain.
All right, I'm going to go tell him in the other room, and I'll be back. And Ilya, you can say.
Tell me the bathroom.
You can say how embarrassing it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Oh my God, I'm so
excited. I can't imagine what this could possibly be.
This is really fun.
Honestly.
Wait.
Get on the mic.
Honestly, I don't even know how to react to that. Like, you gotta give me a second to process that, bro. I'm trying to, like, picture that.
Nuts.
Hold on a second. Yeah, it's like out of a movie. It's nuts.
It's insane.
And it's definitely nothing about you. I mean, it is about you. It's not.
How crazy is it?
To be honest, it's not as crazy as I thought.
Is it like you hate me or something?
No, bro. No. It has not. I'm telling you.
I secretly fucking hate her.
No, it's nothing.
Dave, it's I'm telling you though, it's kind of
fun.
It's bad, but it's not like as bad as I thought. You can totally share this.
I think this is really strange.
I'm so scared.
Oh my God, dude. Ilya, are you sure?
I'm positive.
I can share this?
Yeah.
I quit.
Would we ever be able to guess?
No,
it?
Don't guess. Because you're gonna overshoot it.
Can I say at what age you did it?
It was like 12 to 14.
Exactly. And that's the reason it's okay.
Okay, do you want me to say it? But deadass.
You can't think of me differently, Natalie, okay?
No, but you can't. Because this is, I'm telling you, this is when I was younger.
Okay, yeah, but if I was younger, I don't care.
And this is like.
I thought you did something weird recently. I was like, oh God.
This is weird.
Bro, it's fine.
You think?
Yeah.
Can somebody else share something then? Oh, after
I'll
me?
I'll share it after you if I think of something.
Maybe this will spark something crazy that I've done.
I fingered my mom.
Ew. So gross. Okay, this is what happened. Maybe I am overhyping it, but this is what happened. When I was 12 or 13, Natalie had me go get something from her house. And I went into her room. And I put her underwear on.
What? David! What? Why?
That's fucking great. That's great.
I know.
You know what? I have a ton of stories like that.
It's so bad.
I have a ton of stories like that. It's really not that bad.
What did I ask you to get?
I don't know. I don't know why I was there. But
are you crying, bro?
It's so embarrassing. That took a lot to get out of me.
Well, how did it fit?
Like, what'd you try on?
It was a pink thong. I remember like it was yesterday.
Oh my god.
But Nat, it's fucking crazy.
It's like not that crazy.
But isn't it crazy that like you didn't know that about me? That I was like, like that's the crazy part. It's for the last 12 years, I have not told you this. Like, that's the crazy part.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's the craziest secret I hold.
The fact that was your that craziest, deepest, darkest
secret. That I tried on your panties.
It's not that bad.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like.
Even if you did that, like, yesterday in my house, I wouldn't think it was that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Because it was. No, I'm kidding. Wow. Okay, wow. That feels a lot. That feels a lot better getting that off my chest.
That was your darkest secret?
Yeah.
So you're not hiding much.
No, that was it.
So she sends you there. She goes, hey, go get this at my house. You go, you come in the door, you go, hello.
It was in her
room. Anybody home?
It was in her room.
Yeah, paint the picture
for us. No. There's no one home. And I was grabbing something, and you're like, yeah, I tried the sliding glass door, maybe unlocked. So then I went upstairs, and I was in your room, and I saw the thing. And it was like one of those situations where you're like, you're going to grab the thing, and you grab it, and then you look to the left, and you're like, girl's underwear. Like, I've never seen something like this. Like, never. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is like way before my time. This is like 2 years before I even found like girls attractive. And I was like, I gotta fucking put them on. I was like, I don't know what this experience is.
You took
like
your jeans off and your underwear off.
Yep.
And you
oh,
put
like
them
naked.
On.
Yep.
Like, what were you trying to get? Was it like you wanted to see like my underwear or just like underwear in general?
I think I was just like, it was honestly just like a typical like kid experimenting. Like, I think sure. That's what it was.
When you tried the thong on, did you like turn your ass around in the mirror and look at it?
No.
How long was it on for? Did I wear it to school
like
the next
home.
Day?
I don't know. 20 seconds.
Were you, when you put it on, you're like, oh shit, I gotta get this off before someone sees me? Or were you kind of like comfortable in it?
I don't know what went through my head. It was like such a rush.
It was adrenaline? Like an adrenaline rush?
Full on adrenaline. Really? I was a little pervy 12-year-old, just like.
It's not that bad, really. I can imagine you doing it. It's not that bad.
I know, but you gotta see how it's embarrassing. Like, if it was about another like girlfriend I had in middle school, like, that's fine. But it was the fact that it was Natalie, who works for me now. Like, that's what makes it like, what the fuck? But like, other than that, yeah.
It's right. Kind of like right in line with who you are.
Yeah, that's
it's
why
really
it's not that weird.
Like, you're like kind of wild, but not that wild.
That's
you won't
good.
Believe what I did last night. Did you try Natalie's underwear again? Yeah, okay. Okay, I can't wait to see that on TikTok news. David Dobrik admits he wore Natalie's panties. Fuck me, bro.
I'm going to start a T-channel, and I'm going to leave with that.
That's going to be so fucking annoying. And the comments are going to be like, fuck this guy.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about? You're 14, bro.
They're going to leave that out. They're going to leave that out. They're literally going to be like, he did that when? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're fucked.
I don't know. I think I've told this before. I started masturbating so early in life that I would shoot blanks. Did you masturbate that early or not?
No, but a lot of kids would shoot blanks. That was normal.
I would shoot so many blanks that...
Were you wearing your best friend's underwear?
Nah, I mean, this isn't that embarrassing, but I shoot so many blanks that they had to take me to surgery for me to like,
oh, whoa,
be able to pee correctly.
What?
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, that's not embarrassing now, but that's I could imagine how embarrassing that is, yeah, being in the doctor's office.
So you told your mom I can't masturbate properly?
No, I mean, it hurt to pee, and they figured out it was because
they fix it.
Yeah,
because you would jerk off so much.
Yeah, they had to like cut my asshole open like a little bit. Like my gooch. They cut my gooch open and like did some surgery.
They connected it. So you're just one vagina now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Your biggest secret is you have a vagina.
Oh, yeah. I have a vagina.
Wait. That's... I ran into this girl the other day and we had like, we like would hook up like from time to time. I asked her, I was like, was I good in bed? And I really want to know because it's like, you know, it's like, that's a scary thing to ask. And she goes, honestly, the best answer she could have given me. She goes, I don't remember. And then she goes, and that is a good thing because that means it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too great. So you're right in the middle. And I was like, fuck it, I'll take it. It was pretty, pretty nice.
That was good.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm okay with average.
You could tell his face.
I'm not okay with that.
I love
That's
average.
That's a shit answer.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
What would you have wanted?
I would have wanted that. That was the best sex I've ever had.
That's like really hard to fill.
It's just so unrealistic. And if every girl's telling you that.
Definitely not every girl's. I never ask.
Yeah, I would want to know.
I've been told that, but I'm just like, you're fucking lying.
You can kind of tell, though.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can definitely tell.
If they have an orgasm.
Yeah, but you can fake that.
Yeah, but you can only...
Jason's like, what? For the rest of the podcast, we have Zane and Heath and John here. Yeah. We were editing the actual podcast.
Yes.
And we realized...
How shitty it was?
No, not how shitty it was.
When it's just the three of us coming in hot.
Yeah, sorry. They gave us a fucking chance here.
Our podcast isn't 4 hours long.
But the podcast we were just mentioning, like, it was all about cock and balls and sex and cum.
Yeah, it was going over it. It was just pee, poop, jerking off.
Yeah.
Natalie's vagina.
See, even the part where we explain it is already too gross. We're having you guys here on for the rest of the podcast just so we can talk about other things other than cock and balls.
Yes, if you guys could not talk about like something gross.
Yeah. My shit was green just 5 minutes ago.
As we were waiting for Zane to finish his shit, literally in the podcast bathroom.
It's better than the living room bathroom. Everyone's in there.
There's,
you know?
Like, okay, this sounds like a flex, but there's like 9 bathrooms out there. And he chose to
wait.
Dude, he shit right here, right by us. You could literally, I'm getting hit by it right now.
Isn't it for like podcast guests though? I'm a podcast guest today.
Well, I guess you're right, but no podcast guest has taken it and used it dumb.
Halsey took a shit.
You think Halsey, I was about to say, not Halsey taking a big dump in there.
Halsey did not come here and take a poop. I was in the hot tub with John the other day and my food came and I was the only one that ordered the food. And I was like, John, I'll give you $5 if you go get it from the door. Cause I was like, I'm not getting up. And John's like, fuck that, man. And I was like, $5, dude, that's like a fucking steal. It is. For like what? For like 20 seconds of your time to go to the door?
Yeah.
And he's like, you wouldn't do it. And I was like, yeah, I would. And he's like, fine. I'll give you $5 if you go get it. Bro, Venmo me $5. And I went to go get my own food.
Dude, he fucking scammed you.
Bro, the most fucking insane thing I've ever seen.
All right, bro. Once you get into hot tub, like, you're in it. Like, you're in for the ride, my guy.
I understand, dude. You could have just said no. You didn't have to pay me to get me my own food.
I mean, have you ever made a million-dollar man get his own food for $5? I felt like it was the best $5 I've ever spent.
You really showed me, John.
Dude.
Yeah, this is a video.
Oh, I thought you were only doing audio now.
No. We're on camera.
Oh, cool. Is this the first video back?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, guys. Zane. Nice to meet you. Zane's been, like, rubbing his cock.
I know. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, shit. We're filming?
I thought it was audio, my dude.
You do rub your cock a lot.
Yeah.
I do rub my... We're not allowed to talk about this
stuff. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Zane does the...
Does Zane do that?
I hate talking about this, but, like, even when we were shooting the Discovery show... Like, the one time I got really fired up in my interview was when we started talking about jerking off. It's just so easy to talk about.
Because you do it so often.
Well, I was trying to explain to John, it's like, I think jerking off, why it's such a beautiful thing, is because you can do it anywhere and you don't need any other...
You cannot do it anywhere.
You cannot do it anywhere. What do you mean?
That's not what I mean.
You can eat anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's your biggest fear?
The dark, just straight up the dark.
The dark?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I cannot sleep in the dark. I can't, like...
Heath, are you fucking kidding?
I have 3 nightlights.
Wow.
You know what? Lately, the ocean for me.
I am terrified of the dark.
The ocean makes sense. The dark doesn't make sense. The ocean's actually terrifying. What are you scared about the dark? What's going to pop out?
That's the thing. You don't know.
So when you sleep in your bedroom, you turn off all the lights and you like get scared? You're scared of that?
Yes.
Mm.
Really?
I won't get up and go get like a snack from the fridge or a water. I won't get up and go to the bathroom without turning lights on.
Dead ass?
I swear to God.
That's pretty crazy.
Are you fucking with us?
No. I swear to God, is it that weird?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
There was one time I was in Skokie. I used to live in like the suburbs of Chicago. And my friend and I were having a sleepover and we wanted to go use the bathroom. But when you turn on the lights in the middle of the night where I used to live, cockroaches would be everywhere on the ground. And we turned on the lights and there was like 6 or 7 cockroaches right around the bathroom. So he came back and he just peed the bed.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So kind of same situation as you. Like, he didn't want to go use the bathroom because it was so disgusting.
What? He peed.
Wait, what?
That is not the same situation.
Yeah. Dude, that just went like 360, like the cockroaches. Yeah. Wait, you didn't even talk about the cockroaches. That came out of nowhere.
Well, I'm just saying it was the same thing with the dark. Like the cock.
Just being scared.
Yeah, being scared. Sometimes you got to give up your luxuries because you're scared.
I would not pee the bed if my nightlight went out. I'll tell you that much.
I think your story applies well. It's just so insane that this guy chose to piss his bed.
This is my bed, actually.
Well, then I would have pissed the bed too.
he went to lay down, but he laid back down and then peed, or he just peed on the bed?
No, he went back down. He went back to bed and he's like, I can't do that bathroom. And then I think he fell asleep and he peed in his sleep. I don't think he.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he stood up. No, he didn't stand up and like pee in my mouth.
Yeah, you made it seem like, you know what? Oh, fuck
my bed.
This shit.
Make it sound like he just stood over my bed and just like fucking. You made it fuck sound this like place. Just host me.
Yo, Dave, scoot over real
fast. Those cockroaches. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions or anything you want to change in your life?
Yeah,
or wait.
Heath and I, we just talked about this actually like an hour ago.
You want to gain or lose?
Lose.
What the fuck do you think? But that was really sweet. That made me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Oh, you guys trying to bulk up?
You're trying to lose?
Yeah.
How much weight?
Whatever it 30. Takes for us to get abs.
30?
Wow. Mm-hmm. You don't have 30 to lose.
Bro. Okay.
Well, yeah, my stomach. I'm trying to get abs.
Let me.
What you weigh?
Ilya's starting his own protein company.
That's what we're doing. We're teaming up with him.
Yeah.
We'll beat you to it.
What?
Yeah.
I'm teaming up with him.
Okay, this is like too much clientele.
He can't be like, he can't be asking like 100 people to do this. It's
and
not fair.
And you think you're going to get ripped?
He said he can get us ripped in 3 months.
I was talking to Zane about this. This is kind of sidetracking. You want to get ripped so you can, you know, pick up chicks, have a better life, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of goal. Zane,
I just want to look in the mirror and not want to throw up.
Yeah.
When I look at myself, I'm disgusted.
When I'm by myself, I suck in.
Yeah.
That's how bad you do. Before I shower, I'm looking at myself and I'm sucking in.
Same.
It's crazy. Like, I'm trying to prove myself. I'm lying to myself. They're like, oh, Zane, you look good.
I'll be home alone watching a movie and I'm on the couch like this. Just tight flex. Just
that's a problem.
Zane, you're also 29 now.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that you have a girlfriend?
Kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I feel like you're so strange with that. Like,
yeah.
He's always looking for one, but he also is so picky. And I really want to help him out, but I know I feel like if I like.
You've never once tried to help me.
Yes, I have, bro.
Never. Never. You have never helped me in that world.
Really?
Yeah.
You never helped Zane out?
He's never asked, I guess.
Oh, my
God. I thought I totally have like sent you people and was like, you
know, no way. You've never done that.
Do you need help?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Well, what kind of a girl do you look for? Maybe put a casting call out in this.
Before. I need help too. I need help too.
Big boobs.
Big boobs.
Big boobs.
Bro, you got to hear John's DMs with girl. John.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see your DMs. Okay. DMs in general.
You wouldn't expect dirty, John to have this kind of game, but he does.
Oh, he's smooth?
I don't know if it's smooth or if it's like cute. People just feel bad for him. This is John's real pickup line. He goes, my favorite place has always been Beijing, China, but it will become second once I've been to your place.
What? Hold on, these are girls you haven't met yet?
This is real.
I thought you said it was smooth, no, big game.
Sorry, that's not what I meant. I meant it's a disaster. And she responds.
That is the creepiest thing I've
ever
crazy.
Heard. That's crazy.
She goes, wait. She goes, tell me you're thirsty without telling me you're thirsty.
No. Oh.
And then John goes, I think John's just like reading off memes. He goes.
He puts a puppy emoji.
No, John goes, all I'm saying is, been a straight A student at school. I just understood the assignment.
Okay, that was kind of good.
First off, you got to read the prompt, all right? Hinge lets you get a prompt.
Okay, so he sent that message because she did say try your best pickup line. That.
Yeah, don't make me look so bad.
Started off with that.
Yeah, don't make me look like a fucking creep, all right? That's not even fair. I don't do that.
A supposed to be clever, not, hey, I have a favorite place, but it's not going to be my favorite place once I go to your place.
No, that pickup line is good now because it's cheesy.
Hey,
I've been
to Beijing, but I want to go to your place. What's your address? I'm coming now. And then she goes, true, that's for sure. One of the better ones I've heard. And then John goes, respect the shot. When can I take you out for coffee?
Straight to it?
No holding back.
And what does she say?
The guy loses 30 pounds and then he's just, I'm picking you up. We're getting coffee. I'm coming now.
I'm picking you up now.
This was like 20 pounds ago. All right. Yeah, relax.
This was 20 pounds ago. And then she goes, I'm free every morning till noon, basically this whole week. And then he goes, Friday it is then. That's pretty smooth.
Yeah. Like,
okay. That's nice.
Thank you.
Friday. John, that's impressive. And then she goes, never mind. I just got really sick. I don't think I'm kidding.
How was it?
It was good.
Why are you even asking, John?
You know it was good.
You know it's just another fish in the sea for him.
Food's here.
Oh, as we just talked about wanting to diet, I've got Postmates delivering fucking wiener schnitzel. I got a chili cheese dog and a chili cheese
burger. Right, DoorDash is fucking hot dog.
Well, that's all the time we have. They need to eat their wiener schnitzel. Thank you guys for everybody that joined the podcast. We'll see you guys soon. Go follow all of us on our socials. This has been a Views podcast.
Make sure to subscribe to me and Heath's Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah,
Patreon.com/Aiden Heath.
We are really good at editing. We will cut that shit out. My name's Jeff. Bye.